Doctors say sleep is essential to our overall health and wellness and recommend we get about 7 hours a night to get the physical and mental health benefits. But with factors like lifestyle changes, sleep disorders, and other physical and mental health issues, doctors say we are not getting enough. I talked with Dr. Schreiner, director of the Sleep Lab at Baptist Carnival, and he says if you want a restful night's sleep, you have to prepare your mind.
We recommend a worry period where they can, hopefully not right at bedtime, but usually several hours prior to bedtime, they look at the day and think about what transpired that day. They look at their calendar ahead and try to figure out what they need to do. They say, I'm going to do this tomorrow. This is on my schedule. Now, I've thought about that. I don't have to worry that that's going to be an ongoing issue. Whereas if it bubbles up in the middle of the night, you start ruminating about it, that then leads to more problems with increase wakeful time.
And if you wake up in the middle of the night and you can't get back to sleep, Dr. Schreiner suggests you try this.
If you're awake for more than 20 or 30 minutes, go take yourself into a different room. Typically, I tell most of my patients, do some like reflective reading. Once you start getting sleepy again, then you may return to the bedroom.
The health professional says an occasional sleepless night is common, so if you have a restless night, don't break your sleep routine the next day.
If you have a bad night, you work through the next day. And then you try to go to bed at the same time and get up at the same time. So you don't want to sleep in late if you get up for an hour or so in the middle of the night.
And if you want to monitor your sleep habits, there are wellness tools and gadgets to help.
You're starting to see this with a lot of the personal health devices like the Fitbit. If you can set the time in it, like I went to bed at 10 and I got up at 6, it can give you an idea of what it feels like, how much sleep you're getting versus how much awake time. These are screening devices. These are not diagnostic devices. They're to tell you, yes, you have a problem and you need to seek further evaluation. It's interesting to take that data and to try to figure out, well, what exactly is causing that.
Search for more tips to a good night's sleep at sleepfoundation.org and live life well. I'm Bernadette Davis.